This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Over the line today, we are connecting with Dr. Catherine Schiller, Chair of UMBC's School of Nursing. The University of Northern British Columbia has some good news. It has received $10 million through the BC government's Ministry of Post-Secondary Education and Future Skills to fund some much-needed renovations at UMBC's School of Nursing. Catherine, can you tell me which campuses are going to be undergoing some renovation?
Absolutely. So the renovations have actually completed. They just finished, and we have three campuses that were able to be renovated or created through these funds. And so the first one was in Fort St. John at the Peace River Liard campus of UMBC. And for that campus, there wasn't a lab there before, and there is now because we started our accelerated RN program there, which is a two-year program. And then that recently expanded, that particular program expanded to the WIDIC here in downtown Prince George, which the funds were used to create the lab space and classroom space for the Prince George cohort of that same program. And then on the main campus of UMBC and here in Prince George, the renovations were just completed recently to our nursing lab, completely redone so that it's now state-of-the-art equipment and functionality there. And that lab serves a number of our programs. So it serves our baccalaureate program, our four-year RN program, our baccalaureate degree program. And then it also serves our family nurse practitioner program.
Just for reference for people who might not be familiar with these campuses, what is the WIDIG downtown?
It's the Wood Innovation and Design Center. We've been offering our programs out of the main campus in Prince George, and then this is the first nursing program that's offered at a satellite campus within Prince George.
These renovations are already done. They're ready to go, which is excellent news for educating more healthcare professionals in the north. Does this increase capacity of enrollment at all, or is it more focused on quality?
So I would say it's both. We didn't have a nursing program in Fort St. John before, and so the new space, which is not only lab but also classroom space and office space and equipment for teaching, that was not there before. And so that allowed us to develop a full cohort of nursing students in the Fort St. John area. Same with the WIDIC. That's a new program that started there, an accelerated program. And so for that particular program, because we weren't in that space before, it basically created our lab and classroom space for that program. And then for our main campus, as a result of these renovations and the investment that the BC Ministry of Post-Secondary Education and Future Skills made, we have been able to not only serve our baccalaureate four-year program much better, but also we've been able to double the number of seats available in our family nurse practitioner program to go from 20 seats, which we've had for a long time per year, up to a new number coming in this September of 40. So a full doubling of the number of family nurse practitioners students being taken in.
The nurse practitioner designation is actually a more flexible capacity than a registered nurse, in the sense that a lot of nurse practitioners actually perform their duties in lots of remote communities throughout northern BC, where we've been having a hard time getting a general practitioner, doctor, GPs out to various communities. How many open postings are there out there right now? Does it look like these graduates will be able to find work quickly, or you think they'll be on a wait list?
Oh, they could walk into just about any type of unit that an entry-level practitioner could enter into and say, this is where I'd really love to be. And not only the type of unit, but also the particular community in the north, and the community would welcome them with open arms. Nursing is in such a critical shortage, as many of your listeners I'm sure know. It's such a critical shortage, and it's been going on for a long time now. And so to be able to graduate these nurses who most of them are already in the north, and they live there, they have roots there, and they want to be educated there and then practice there. And so this is a great way of being able to grow your own, of being able to have nurses who have deep roots in the community already, want to serve their community, and they're just looking now for the education to be able to provide those kind of services that the community desperately needs.
With these renovations, what types of things can these students now do that they could not do before? What capabilities have opened up?
It's actually really exciting. We had students coming into the main campus after the renovations were done, and their jaws just dropped, and they said, "I am so proud to be a student here because it looks amazing. The equipment is state of the art. It is an open space with the newest technology so that students can have cross-campus learning as well. And we're moving a lot in education, in nursing education, towards simulation and being able to give additional learning opportunities that way. And the sim capabilities of these new spaces is just amazing. And it's really exciting to be able to offer those kinds of continuous learning opportunities to students. But even more, it also helps us to attract and retain qualified faculty members and program support staff, because we have a space now that shows that we're up to date, we are current in our practices, and we're being invested in by the ministry. And I think that shows confidence of the ministry in our program.
It's really nice that this request was put in and it was actually granted. It sounds like the Ministry of Post-Secondary Education and Future Skills is listening.
Yeah.
Have the improvements in this program already been noticed by students, or how is enrollment looking?
We've been absolutely thrilled by the uptake of the accelerated program in Fort St. John and in downtown Prince George. And it's really exciting that we just graduated we're just going to be graduating our third cohort in Fort St. John, and we're graduating our very first cohort of the accelerated program in Prince George in a couple of weeks. And our program at both of those spaces, at the Wittick and in Fort St. John, are full now for the coming entry in September. The seats have been filled, and that tells us really that there is a need in the communities, and there are people who want to fill that need. They want to provide those services, and that's so exciting for us as a program to have that kind of uptake.
It seems like there's a palpable excitement that this is coming to conclusion and all the possibilities are now opening up. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We are speaking to Dr. Catherine Schiller, chair of UMBC's School of Nursing, which has just completed $10 million of renovations across three locations within UMBC's campuses. That's right here in Prince George and up in Fort St. John, BC. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.